A federal appeals court is poised to rule in a case that could have big implications for immigrant rights. Lawyers for Claudio Rojas say he was deported by the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement in retaliation for his activism. ICE disputes that. But activists say the agency is denying undocumented immigrants the right to free speech. NPR's Joel Rose reports.
In the world of immigration activists, Claudio Rojas is a star. His story is at the center of a movie called The Infiltrators, about young activists who deliberately sneak into an immigrant detention center to help get others out.
Our inside man was Claudio Rojas. He just didn't know it yet.
Rojas appears as himself in the film, which is part documentary and part drama. At the end, he's released from detention and goes back to living with his family in South Florida. That's how it went in real life for the next 7 years until the movie was released.
They didn't like that the film had come out.
Rojas was invited to speak at the Miami Film Festival in 2019. But when he went to his regular check-in with ICE, Rojas was detained and then deported back to his native Argentina, where we reached him.
Si yo me presentaba en el Festival de Cine en Miami, iba a hablar mucho más y ellos quisieron evitar eso, silenciarme.
If I would have shown up at the Miami Film Festival, I was going to talk a lot, and they wanted to avoid that, so they silenced me.
Immigrant rights advocates have argued for years that ICE is deliberately retaliating against them, despite the agency's denials. Lawyers for Rojas say his case is especially egregious and raises some big questions about whether ICE is silencing immigrants' freedom of speech. Alina Das is a professor at NYU School of Law who is representing Rojas.
You don't want a situation where people believe that if you speak out, the government is coming after you. But that's what happened to Claudio.
ICE denies retaliating against Claudio Rojas or anyone else. The agency says it is simply enforcing immigration law against people who are living in the country illegally, including Claudio Rojas. He overstayed a visa 20 years ago, but he has no criminal record. For years, Das says Rojas had been checking in with immigration officials while pursuing a visa to stay in the U.S. legally.
The only thing that changed right before they decided to take him in was that a documentary film featured his activism, his advocacy for immigrant rights. That kind of timing is clear proof of First Amendment retaliation.
But that may not be enough for Rojas to win in court. It's widely agreed that the First Amendment applies to everyone in the country, whether they're a citizen or not. In practice, though, courts tend to give immigration authorities a lot of discretion about who they deport. Michael Kagan teaches immigration law at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas.
You have millions of people inside the United States, a country that prides itself on free speech, and yet the government wields a sword over their head with possibly no restraint.
Kagan says there's one Supreme Court ruling in particular that gives ICE a lot of power, a case known as Reno versus American Arab Anti-Discrimination Committee, or just AADC.
That case said that basically the discretion of the government to decide who to deport can't be challenged. That's really bad news for immigrants.
That decision came up a lot when the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals heard arguments in the Claudio Rojas case last September. The lawyer for the Justice Department, Thomas Benton York, argued during the hearing that ICE followed all the rules when it deported Rojas, and therefore there's nothing he can do to challenge his deportation in federal court.
This is a situation where the government did have discretion. It's not disputed that there's a final order of removal.
But the Supreme Court's ruling in the AADC case left the door open for a future deportation case that is so, quote, outrageous, as Justice Antonin Scalia wrote, that it would cross the line. And Circuit Court Judge Robin Rosenbaum asked during the hearing whether the Rojas case fits that description.
There's possibly an outrageous First Amendment scenario where it could be a problem. It seems to me the situation couldn't be much more outrageous than what we have here.
While Rojas's lawyer was arguing his case, he was in Argentina, thousands of miles away from his family, including a grandchild he's never met in person.
Han tomado determinaciones drásticas contra nosotros, separándonos de nuestra familia, y que bueno, el precio que estamos pagando nosotros por alzar la voz, ¿no?
They've taken drastic steps against us, separating us from our family, and there's a big price that we're paying just for raising our voices, no?
It's very rare for ICE to bring anyone back to the U.S. after deporting them. But Rojas's lawyers say that's the only way to bring justice to his family. They worry that anything else will only confirm that freedom of speech doesn't apply to everyone. Joel Rose, NPR News.